Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to part 3 in our series of programmes about people who improved the world. In the first programme, we considered inventors and how their inventions have greatly enriched our lives. In the second programme, we reflected on the many ways in which creative artists also make our lives better. I had intended to look at artists in the wide sense of the term, but the Holy Half Hour was up and we'd only dealt with a handful of painters and sculptors. So in this programme, we're looking at another kind of creative artist, namely the filmmakers. They paint pictures, but not on a canvas, and they tell stories without writing books. They provoke thoughts and touch our deepest emotions and stir our imaginations and mobilise our wills through words and music and moving pictures, while usually remaining invisible behind the scenes. A bit like God, if you think about it. Like God, they create little worlds which suck us in and totally involve us. We feel part of the unfolding drama, and we go through all kinds of emotions. We experience highs and lows, and we've a vested interest in the outcome in the end. Let's start way back in time, in the time of the silent movies, when filmmaking began. One of the greatest film actors and filmmakers was Charlie Chaplin. In the 1920s, Charlie Chaplin was the most famous actor in the world. He was a creative, pioneering genius, as the new invention films began to dominate the global entertainment industry. He starred in over 80 movies and became a legend and the most recognised face in the first half of the 20th century. His own true life story was the classic rags-to-riches story, which films are made of. Born into poverty in Victorian London in 1889, he spent the early years of his life in various workhouses with his brother Sidney because his mother was unable to care for them. At 8, he launched his career with a Lancashire clog dancing act. At 19, he joined the Fred Carnot pantomime troupe. At 24, the troupe toured America, and Mack Sennett recruited him to work in the Keystone comedies. Chaplin's most famous character, the Little Tramp, and his baggy suit, and his battered derby hat, moustache, and twiddling cane, became the star of 35 Keystone silent movies from 1915 onwards. He brilliantly portrayed the little man pushing against the establishment. These silent films were short, full of physical slapstick comedy. In 1919, Chaplin took control of the whole filmmaking process by founding a new studio, United Artists, and from 1923 to 29, he concentrated more on production and directing than in starring. He did, however, star in his great masterpiece, The Gold Rush, in 1925. He was slow to embrace sound when it came, but eventually he made a masterpiece talkie film, The Great Dictator, which viciously ridiculed Hitler and the fascists. I remember as a student at university living in a hall of residence, holding our first film night, and the very first film we voted to hire was The Great Dictator. Here's a lovely song by Neil Sedaka in honour of Charlie Chaplin and all the silent filmmakers.
Funny flashing faces flicker on the screen, images of yesterday from 1917, keystone days of laughter, a world caught in its prime, the apple of the camera's eye, those little clicks of time. Here comes Buster and Fatty too, Laurel and Hardy, hello, how are you? There was once a time when life was trouble-free. World, you're ever-changing. Stop and count to 10. Remember all the happy days and smile
. Another famous and British filmmaker is Alfred Hitchcock, and yet surprisingly he never won an Academy Award. He was nominated in the Best Director category 5 times, but didn't win. He specialised in psychological thrillers and became known as the Master of Suspense. He was also famous for making fleeting cameo appearances in each of his films, just small walk-on, walk-off parts, but they were his trademark signature. In 1923, the director of a film took ill and Hitchcock stepped in to complete it. His bosses at Gainsborough Picture Studios were so impressed that he was hired to direct a series of movies, which led to his first film, The Lodger, in 1926. He struggled at first, making mediocre silent films. Then he moved to Gaumont British Pictures, and his work improved, and he made the 39 Steps film at this time. Next, he moved to Hollywood, and in 1940 made his first American film, Rebecca, which won the Oscar for Best Film. He had 3 other films nominated for Best Film, but they didn't win. He was often nominated for Best Director with famous films like Dial M for Murder, The Trouble with Harry, North by Northwest, and Psycho, but amazingly never won. He was also unsuccessful when nominated twice for Emmy Awards, 1956 and 1959, for directing his hugely successful TV series Alfred Hitchcock Presents. While consistently snubbed by his industry, he was incredibly popular with the public, who loved his 53 feature films. He had a great influence on modern film directors like Steven Spielberg. When in 1967 the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences honoured Alfred Hitchcock, he gave the shortest acceptance speech in Academy Award history by saying, "Thanks." Here's a song sung by Slater Armstrong, reminding us of a very important lesson in life, that when it has all been said and done, the vital question is not how many Oscars we got, what fame and fortune, but whether we lived with integrity and did our best, whether we helped others, and most of all, did we live our whole lives for God.
And done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. So great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold and miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven's my true home. When it's all been said and done, you're my life when life is gone. When it's all there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I'll live my life for you.
One of the film directors who was greatly influenced by Alfred Hitchcock was the American Steven Spielberg. He is one of the most successful film directors of all time, and as such an influential figure in the movie industry, and has been listed by Time magazine as one of the 100 most important figures of the 20th century. Born in Ohio, he moved to California with his dad when his parents got divorced. He was interested in films from an early age. For instance, he produced a 9-minute film to earn his photography merit badge in the Boy Scouts. However, he failed to gain entry to the University of South California School of Film, Theatre and Television. So he went on to study English at California State University. He began work in television but did not have immediate success. His big breakthrough came when he was selected to direct the film Jaws, which set a new record for takings at the US box office and shot Spielberg to the top of his profession. He was nominated for an Oscar but didn't win. His first Oscar for Best Director came with the film Schindler's List in 1994, which also won the Best Film Oscar. 4 years later, he won his second Oscar for Best Director with Saving Private Ryan. Other famous Spielberg films include Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which he also wrote, 4 Indiana Jones films, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Empire of the Sun, Jurassic Park, to name but a few. Spielberg's films have very inventive special effects, moving musical soundtracks and gripping storylines. Steven Spielberg is a Jew, and he's used the profits from Schindler's List to fund a non-profit organization, the Shoah Foundation, which records the harrowing testimonies of Holocaust survivors. Here is the theme tune for the film Schindler's List.
Thank you.
Arguably, the most famous filmmaker of all time is Walt Disney, the man behind the mouse, the creator of Mickey Mouse. But that was only the beginning. Beyond his legendary films, he created Disneyland in California and Disney World in Florida, and so invented the modern theme park. Walt Disney's imagination, humour, and ability to tap into the popular taste made him a huge cultural force, and because of that, he became a very rich businessman. Born in Chicago in 1901, the young Walt was a keen artist. He spent a few months in Chicago's Academy of Fine Arts, before the First World War diverted him into becoming an ambulance driver with the Red Cross. After the war, he returned in 1919, hoping to become a newspaper cartoonist, but instead took a job as a commercial artist with an advertising agency. And there he learned about animated film advertisements. In 1923, he moved to Hollywood in California and began to create short animated cartoon films. Mickey Mouse, his most famous creation, first appeared in the short animated film Plain Crazy in 1928, and later that year in the talkie film Steamboat Willie. Walt Disney himself was the voice for Mickey Mouse up until 1946. Mickey was joined by a pantheon of other popular characters like Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, and Mickey's girlfriend Minnie Mouse. These cheery characters did an immeasurable amount to help people through the Great Depression from 1929 onwards. Disney Productions became one of the most powerful entertainment companies in the world. In 1937, Disney released Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the world's first ever full-length animated picture. It took 3 years to produce. It was quickly followed by Pinocchio, 1940, Dumbo in 41, and Bambi in 42. They cheered many people through the Second World War. After the war ended, Disney captured the popular mood of optimism and high hopes for a better world. Disney Studios ventured into television documentaries and amusement parks. TV series included Zorro and Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Colour. In 1954, Uncle Walt Disney won 4 Oscars, no less. The film Mary Poppins in 1964 was incredibly successful. Disneyland opened in California in 1955 and Disney World in Florida in 1971, followed by Disney Worlds in Japan, France and Hong Kong. Walt Disney believed that films were all about magic, entertainment and enjoyment. "I hate to see downbeat pictures," he said shortly before his death. The characters he created have become part of the childhoods and adulthoods of several generations of people all around the world. Quite simply, Walt Disney has given immeasurable pleasure to countless millions of us. I say us because I've been several times to his theme parks and took my wife there on our honeymoon. Here's some Disney music to evoke your own memories.
That a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. Robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. Sugar go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
This series of Holy Half Hour programs is all about people who improved the world. And Charlie Chaplin, Alfred Hitchcock, Steven Spielberg and Walt Disney certainly did that as genius filmmakers. They created characters who are very much part of the fabric of our lives. And through those characters, they have helped us laugh and cry, get in touch with our innermost fears and hopes, sustained us and inspired us, and provided healthy escapism, and also empowered us to even healthier engagement with the daily realities of our lives. In a similar way, God, the great and original creator of us all, who created the creative artists who in turn created characters like Charlie Chaplin and Mickey Mouse, and who created us, the film watchers, helps us through the inspiration of these films to go and create our own character. We can be the Charlie Chaplin who keeps bouncing back from adversity. We can be the Mickey Mouse who makes many people smile. And most of all, we can end our lives with God giving us an Oscar and saying, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Come home and take your rest, for you too have improved the world." So bye for now, and I leave you with that as this thought sung by Ian White.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? What you gonna say? What you gonna say? What you gonna say on the final day? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be in eternity? I'm taking hold of something Jesus said when he said one will be taken and the other left. But life here isn't over till that day, so use the time you've got to call upon his name. 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 What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? What you gonna say? What you gonna say? What you gonna say on the final day? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be in eternity? I'm taking hold of something I read him say. Said the ones who do my will I'll never turn away. I'm taking hold of something I read him say. Said the ones that do my will, I'll never turn away. 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 What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? What you gonna say? What you gonna say? What you gonna say on the final day? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be in eternity? Heaven will await you. Open up the gates for you. Jesus gonna greet you. And the angels sing. Heaven will await you. Open up the gates for you. Jesus gonna greet you. And the angels sing. I'm taking hold of something I read him say. Said the ones that do my will I'll never turn away. I'm taking hold of something I read him say. Said the ones that do my will I'll never turn away. 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 What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? What you gonna say? What you gonna say? What you gonna say on the final day? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when your time is through? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be? Where you gonna be in eternity? Heaven will await you. Open up the gates for you. Jesus gonna greet you. And the angels sing. Heaven will await you. Open up the gates for you. Jesus gonna greet you. Open up.